This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It is a mess back there. I mean, there's boxes all over the place. They're put in the wrong spot. There's like styrofoam stuck out here in the hallway now.
Yeah, so just a quick recap. Al and Eddie have an office that has been neglected for many years. Allie, our makeup artist, decided to move her whole operation in there, even though it was totally inconvenient for everybody but her and Jerry.
It's not inconvenient for me, or I mean, it's fine fantastic. For me. You're just mad because you got an extra 90 steps.
Exactly. And then there's also these very bright lights.
He's got 110 steps from where
screws my whole routine up
to his office.
I got to leave earlier.
So you got to take the 20 steps out that he normally had.
Exactly. So Allie then, she took the sun and put it in that office too with the lights, and it blinded me this morning. But Boomer's got a big problem. It's all these cardboard boxes that she's leaving there. I tried to explain to him this is what women do, is they just leave cardboard boxes around to expect someone else to deal with it. But you're not having any of that, Boomer.
No, I'm not having any of it.
So Allie is on the line. Allie, good morning.
Good morning.
You left a mess.
I don't know how to break down boxes. I've never had to do that in my life.
Yeah, okay. So now you're feeding right into Geo's theory.
It's a fact.
I texted Eddie. He said, break them down and put them in the garbage bin. In that time that I broke them down, I broke two nails. I had one tear fall down my face, and I just gave up.
See? Yeah, and by the way, you broke down those boxes, and you put them in the little garbage can. Who does that?
Well, those were little boxes. I didn't want to fill up the whole other garbage can in this.
Hold on. The other garbage can is so much bigger than the one that you put these boxes into.
It's actually not. It's bigger, but it's more narrow. I couldn't even get the big box in that one.
I know, because then you left the styrofoam in the bigger box out in the hallway so I could trip.
Well, that's when I broke a nail and I gave up.
Broke a nail and I almost broke my neck.
Oh my God. You and I don't know who's more dramatic, you or Gio.
Definitely me.
I really don't.
I'm telling you, this is a symptom. This is a fact.
This is
one of these things that a woman, especially of a certain age, will not break down a cardboard box.
Wait, but you've never broken down a box, so I guess Benji does all the breaking down of the boxes at home?
He does. He does it all. He's the best.
Yeah, see?
See, Benji's like, you know, making her soft.
I mean, but Allie's not the only one. I mean, there are thousands, hundreds of thousands of men that are listening to this right now that say, I'm dealing with the same thing. They just throw the cardboard boxes close to whatever the door is that you take them out to the garbage, and then that's that. Just deal with
it whenever
you
get to it. That's what I do at home, too.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I know. Well, this is a place of work. It's supposed to be professional. We got you a professional space that you've been demanding. I don't know what else to do other than, you know, I have to scold you for this one.
That's all right. I'll take it. I don't have any other option because I don't know how to break them down. If somebody wants to teach me.
A teacher how to break down boxes.
Come on. To teach you.
The mirror box was covered in like five layers of tape. It's very hard to break apart.
Oh, my God. Did you give her a box cutter or something, Eddie?
Scissors. I didn't have a proper box cutter, but I did. I had a scissor, which I gave her.
Yeah, you could use a scissor. Have you used a scissor before, Allie?
It was like a craft scissor.
Oh, not a great scissor, but I did have a box cutter.
Okay. Well, I'll bring you in. I've got several box cutters for the hundreds, millions of boxes that I've cut up in my house. So I will, I'll bring you in a box cutter, okay?
I don't know. Box cutting isn't something I want to add to my resume.
Well, you're going to have to, all right? Because we're not picking up the slack. We have to deal with women in our lives
at home. I'm the one woman there with all men. I think one of you can do it for me.
I mean, listen, we got a show to do. We got to get ready. We got to prep. We don't have time to be cutting boxes and smashing boxes then.
All right, then this is what we're going to get.
Okay.
All right, Allie. We'll see you tomorrow.
Yeah.
If you make
see
it on
tomorrow.
Time. All right. She has a propensity of being late these days.
Yeah. She just needs to, comport herself a little bit better.
Certainly. Yeah, her on-time rate is in the 22nd percentile.
Hey, somebody left me a signed baseball here. Who was here?
That was on the floor.
Oh, it was?
Yeah, that was from Doc Gooden like months ago that
is
you
that
didn't.
Doc Gooden
last year, about a year ago.
Yeah, it was about a year ago.
When you did that, when they did the tribute in April?
Yeah. I took mine home and put it in my bar area next to the things that are important to me. You threw it on the ground. And
I did not.
I played soccer with it underneath the
desk. And Jay Horowitz came in special, had him signed live in front of us to each of us.
I had no idea.
And it was under the desk.
I didn't
threw
know
it on
that.
The ground.
Yeah. I actually think it's one of those where it's two different pens. His name is in one pen because they showed up already. He had them signed.
Yes.
But then he personalized them with a pen from the office, different kind of pen.
That's right.
That gives it a
more personal touch.
Yeah, a little authenticity, too, I would imagine.
Yeah, so there's an unbroken down cardboard box you can toss it into in Alan Eddy's office if you'd like.
I mean, honestly, I went back there to look. I didn't even realize because I must have walked right past it. But she took all of those boxes and put it in those in that little garbage
can. And by the way, that garbage can, after her first day back there, I went looking for my garbage can, and it was over by her area, stuffed with paper towels full of makeup.
Oh, yeah.
So
she
I
stole
went
your
out,
garbage can.
Yes, and so I went out and got a slightly larger one, still not a big one, for her for that purpose.
We have created a problem, which is like now, yes. So we've given her too much leeway around
well,
here.
What happened when she was in the back? Like, why did this all of a sudden pop up?
Because she would, because she got her own area, she brought all her crap over there.
Okay.
And started unboxing it because she had all this room where back in sales where she was, she couldn't leave stuff around. So now she's like. Oh.
And she would put it now in Eddie's room in there. It would be in there. So
yeah.
Now it's no longer in there.
Yeah,
so
not all the empty boxes. I don't know what she did with her in sales. Maybe they
saying.
Were just little presents for the sales area. And they were like, what's this?
And we just didn't notice.
Oh, yeah, we didn't because it wasn't in our space.
But now it's in our space, and she's disrespecting your. You feel like she's disrespecting your space.
That's a little strong, but
it's getting close.
Like she probably would come in every day and go, "When is somebody going to take this box?"
Oh yeah,
that's exactly.
It's 100%.
You guys don't have a cardboard box fairy.
Yeah, that's
actually at some point it's gone through her head. Is Al or Eddie ever going to get rid of these boxes?
Well, Al's not going to get rid of anything. Have you?
But it's
back
their
there?
Office.
I know, but have you been back there?
Yes.
I was thinking about doing something with them, but then it became a thing. We wanted to see how long it would go on.
And for the most part, Big Hurls has gotten engineering on it. For the most part.
Oh, that part. Yeah, well, I'm just talking about the boxes.
Okay.
I did tweet out through the morning show Twitter account the pictures and the insane amount of wires next to the cardboard boxes.
Yeah, those are the wires to nowhere.
The thing that the Ghostbusters catch the ghosts in and they put down and suck in a ghost. That's
what it looks like.
Yeah, those are all wires left over from positions that are
no longer here. Okay.
Yeah.
So we get rid of the wires then?
Well, you can't just willy-nilly just pull them out of the walls, no.
Sure you could.
I mean, you could. I don't think engineering would want it done that way.
Yeah, okay.
Things have to be capped properly.
Sure.